The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Just tone it down a bit.
Once again, you hear us. The peeling back of the XFM Breakfast Show curtain, and here we are behind it, bringing you the inner workings of, you know, how it goes together, and how it goes together. Really, in terms of the podcast, it goes together with a man called Josh, who this week, if you listen to the programme, had to get on a bus as part of his internship. That's right.
Yep.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
He's doing work experience with us, and had to ask the bus driver to take him to a series of fictional locations, and you had to guess how long it was before the bus driver threw him off. My favourite location you asked for, I think, was Camfield's End.
Yeah, he was very he was very shocked when I asked him about that, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's
a popular stop.
Yeah. a lot of people get off on Camfield's End. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, Josh is our intern. His job, his other job, is to put the XFM Breakfast Show podcast together, the least worst bits of the past 5 days. Josh, what's in it this time? What's in it? Sell it big, Josh.
Okay, Dermot O'Leary, chat with him. You talk naked selfies.
We talk naked. I'm glad you put that
off.
We talk naked. Well, you know, me and Dermot, a bit of Greco wrestling there. We do, and we find out the truth behind me having a wee in his desk when he used to work here. All to come. What else?
Lazy PR and your hatred for exclamation marks when they're overused.
I can't bear that. Who puts three exclamation marks on it?
Ridiculous
thing. I hate that. Anyway, yes.
Tradesman's entrance. And
do you want to explain what that is to people who might not know?
It's where we get a person on the phone talking about their trade.
Yeah.
Selling it. No.
This doesn't sound great, does it? It actually sounds like Five Live now.
Yeah. Tradesman talking about their job when they've worked with a celebrity.
Will we meet another tradesman who's plied his trade, of course, in a celebrity's house? It's a good one this week as well. It's an interesting combo of celebrity and what happened to them. Suffice to say, worth listening to, I think, just to hear the phrase that gets uttered. Anyway, carry on.
Also, top 100 of the top 100 lists.
Again, that's not really selling it that hard. That sounds quite boring, doesn't it?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, all of that in the podcast then. Yeah. Josh lives in a hostel. on a weekly basis, because he comes from Wales and he doesn't live in London, so he has to stay in hostels. And regular listeners to the podcast will now be waiting for this week's edition of Hostel Watch. What's going on in the world of hostels, Josh? Where are you now? Where have you moved to?
I was in Earl's Court last night. Elephant and Castle tonight.
Good. Yeah. And what's new in the world of hostels? Are the rooms full? What's going on? Who are you sharing with?
Quite a lot of Chinese people.
Chinese people, lovely.
They're obviously enjoying the city of London, which I'm sure everyone does in the world.
Do you all get on in the hostel?
I don't want to speak to them.
He's so worried about saying something racist. He doesn't know what to say. I like them.
They're great.
I like Chinese people.
I like their tiny little... They're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Taoism, Beijing and chess. So, anyway, here's the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Yeah, hello then, and good morning. It is 7:06. Welcome to the XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. Yes, a DJ on the radio, but no, not like ex-Radio 1-1 Mike Reed. Although, like him, I have written a calypso.
Mike Reed off Radio 1 is weird, although unlike David Travis hasn't got a beard. Now he's written the world's worst song that's slightly racist and all kinds of wrong. Now I expect that you want to know what's coming up on the XFM Breakfast Show.
Wow. Thank you,
accent was that?
It went a bit Indian in the middle.
A bit goodness gracious me.
Unlike Mike Reed, I'm an equal opportunities racist. So then, here's what's coming up today. Are you a tradesman or woman who has plied a trade in a celebrity's house? Then we want to hear from you for this morning's Tradesman's Entrance, 83936 at XFM on Twitter, if you are one. Last week, Danielle had taken Bez from Happy Monday's fingerprints. Before that, we found Ben, who'd rewired Mick Jagger's house. That's coming later.
And this morning, we've an HD TV and Sky free for a year to push your way. Plus, we've got water, sugar and high fructose corn syrup on the programme this morning. Oh, no, hang on, sorry, that's not us, is it? That's the ingredients of a tin of Kling peaches. Sorry, I always get those mixed up. XFM Breakfast Show and a tin of Kling peaches. Dave is producing. Matt's going to Calypso sing the news. I am John Holmes. This is your Tuesday morning XFM Breakfast Show from XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Sport.
Outburst galore from QPR manager Harry Redknapp after their defeat to Liverpool yesterday in the Premier League. First, he laid into Adel Taarabt while explaining his absence from the squad.
I can't keep protecting people who don't want to run about and train at about 3 stone overweight. What am I supposed to keep saying? Keep getting your 60, 70 grand a week and don't train. What's the game coming to?
He then defended his position as manager.
I come in early every morning. I'm in the training ground early. I leave late at night. I love my job and I do my best. Can't do any more. There ain't no one could do any better here at the moment than me. I don't think. Oh, yeah, other names mentioned. They couldn't do any better than what I can do.
The weather is now cloudy with some sunshine and the odd shower later. A high of 16 degrees from Global's newsroom for XFM. I'm Matt Dyson.
Honestly, Matt, you come in the early morning, don't you? Go home late at night. Yeah, you go late at night. You put the work in. No one could do that weather link there.
Yeah,
better
all right.
There's nobody around here.
I'm 3 stone overweight. Yeah. I don't want to run. You keep but I still do the weather.
You keep getting your 6 or 7 quid a week.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then. Hello, it's XFM Breakfast. My name is John Holmes, and I am joined this morning by a guest, probably best known, I would say, from his one appearance on I Love the 1980s in 2001, and a single episode of Blankety Blank in the same year.
Great work.
Welcome, Dermot O'Leary.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm very well. You?
I was really excited about going on Blankety Blank.
I bet you were. That's got to be a career high for anyone, hasn't it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great.
Think of the legends that have been through
yes.
that. Yeah. You were lucky. I mean, you got the right era, because prior to that, it was basically a lineup from Operation U-Tree, wasn't it? If you watch old episodes of Blankety Blank.
I get the DLT slot or something.
That's not a phrase anyone wants to use. Right, so, Dermot O'Leary, welcome, hello. First of all, actually, speaking of things like that, did you know that when you Google you...
Speaking of things like what?
You know, when you Google you, and don't pretend you've never done it yourself, the third hit you get is I sent a penis picture to X Factor's Dermot.
It's just not the third hit you get.
It is the third hit you get on my computer. I'm not saying why.
Hang on, that's just that is literally just the page of A4 printed up saying.
No, it's not. This is Bear Grylls.
Not this piece of evidence.
I didn't write this up. I promise. There's a picture. Everything. Not of it. But the Telly Hardman went skinny dipping.
Telly Hardman.
That's what it says. I'm not. Don't know where that refers to little.
Can we just stop
Bear Grylls
for one second and say just because this is on the internet doesn't mean anyone should be talking about it.
Did Bear Grylls text you a picture of his little bear?
Oh yes, he did.
Ah, you see, there we go.
I thought you meant I was the Telly Hardman.
No! Bear Grylls!
Google! No, he did, but by accident. He sent us a picture of him, and only bear, I suppose, can do this, back diving off a cliff somewhere in Wales, but utterly naked. And then Dee, my wife, turned around to me, because he sent us the picture, and went, oh, my God, that's incredible. And then we're like, is that his penis? It's a great dive. And then you go, yeah, but you are actually sending us a picture of you naked.
Have you naked selfied at any point in your life?
I wouldn't say selfie. I'm sure there's a couple of good old shots out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's only a matter of time.
I'm an analogue guy.
What, you get a courtroom artist to draw you at it? Do you? Is that old school? Now, let's talk about XFM, because, of course, your stomping ground for a time. Was this about 2001?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Was
that,
these hallowed...
I think it was probably here for about 3 years.
Yeah, these hallowed halls.
I loved it.
Of XFM, yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah, it was just a real laugh to work here, and Carl Bilkington worked here at the time.
That's
Carl,
right, yeah.
Carl is close to... wasn't really my producer, but he's close to my producer as you can get, because he was the only person of any technical prowess that worked in the studio at the time. So he would just, about once an hour, just pop his head around the corner and... Alright, everything alright? Want a brew? And that was literally the only interaction I got. Other than that, I was just flying solo. And then they go, still up for some lunch? Like, alright, yeah. And I wouldn't see him again for another couple of hours. So if anything went wrong, it was just a disaster.
There's a thing on my Wikipedia page, which is a bit odd, right? I know you don't trust the internet, we've already learned that. But this is genuinely on my Wikipedia page, and you won't have seen it, so I just thought you'd like to read that highlighted thing out loud.
I heard this.
Ah!
After graduation, Holmes' first foray into radio comedy was for BBC Radio 4. He then moved to XFM London for approximately an hour before being fired for going to the toilet on air in fellow presenter Dermot O'Leary's desk drawer.
Did you do that? I didn't
well,
even
well, look, you know, like you said, there's no one really around, right? And I was, this was a trial at XFM that I had back when you were still here.
Well, I didn't even know I had a desk drawer. So theoretically, this could still be there.
And then someone in the front is a lake of urine sort of surrounding a stapler.
What'd you put my desk for?
Well, it was the nearest.
I'm a good guy.
I know, it wasn't deliberate.
Anything wrong?
It wasn't deliberate.
Oh, because the way well, the way this reads is it's very deliberate.
All the facts aren't there, that's all I'm saying. Will you hang about a bit? Because we're going to come back and play a game.
Of course.
Based on the tabloid headline of Bear Grylls that we've mentioned, we're going to play a game of band or tabloid headline. Ooh. So I'm going to call things out. You have to tell me whether it's a band or a tabloid headline.
Oh, that sounds good.
Dermot O'Leary on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Win with The Flash starts Tuesday, October 28th on Sky One.
What he said. So, The Flash is about a man. He's called Barry, if you're interested. He's an everyday guy. He becomes the fastest man alive. That's the gist of it. So in order to give away this TV and Sky Free for a year, we decided what we try and do is complete everyday tasks in lightning speed time all week, every day on XFM Breakfast. And if you can guess the times of these tasks each morning, then, well, as I said, a 42-inch high-definition television and Sky Free for a year. That's what you get. I think the TV you can keep. I think it's just Sky that's free for a year. I don't think we take the TV. You don't want to get men repossessing it after a year. But we needed some everyday tasks. The first one, then, this morning, was Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Hi there.
The now cleansed news gentleman in a shower. So that was the gist of it. It's an everyday task, isn't it? We thought, how fast can Matt, and he was picked simply because he's the hairiest person anyone knows, put him in a shower, have him fully lather up, and then fully rinse. I had to go and time it while this was happening. In the shower room here, obviously we're an office with a shower room that a lot of them have them these days. We're not weird. You had three options. How long? 22 seconds was A, 51 seconds was B, 98 seconds was C. You simply had to guess how long you think it would be from the shower head coming on to the shower head being turned off. And that's the answer. That's what you're guessing. Shall we find out? The line's closed a while ago. So without any further ado, let's see how we got on. This is Matt and I earlier today, before we came on air, in a shower.
So Matt and I are now in the shower room of XFM. Let's lock the door. There. If someone walks in, that's just going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is used by people in the office, I guess, who are dirty. And Matt's basically, you're going to have to take those off.
Okay.
Well, I'll just get wet.
Shall I derobe now?
I'm going to face, I'll look this way. I've got the mirror. Anyway, just get in the shower.
Right, should we start the shower now then?
Am I going to turn the knob or are you?
I'll do it, yeah.
Three, two, one, go! Right, you've got to fully lather up. You've got to lather up properly.
I'm using a what sort of shower gel?
I've got you. That's relaxing.
Okay, yeah.
It was invigorating or relaxing. I went for relaxing.
Yeah, okay.
I think with two of us squatting to this small room, neither of us need to be invigorated. Is all I'm doing.
As long as it's not that minty one. I'm vigorously rubbing.
It's that tea tree one that makes them go a bit sore.
Yeah, tingly. Yeah.
That's the word. Is that a loofah, Matt, or are you just pleased to see me?
No, I'm just sticking with a shower puff, thanks.
I wasn't going to say. Go on, faster than this. You've got to be completely covered. Also, suds all over the place. At the end, the idea is you've got to rinse it all off. No, you've missed a bit of Little Matthew. You've missed a bit of Little Matthew.
No, you actually don't need that much for that, do you?
Right now, that's it. Right, get back. Go, no. Get showering all off. Just shake your head, shake your head. Shake your head. Now get it all. All right, it's clean. It's clean. It's all off. The lather is off.
All right, there's a little bit on my shin, right? Just get up.
Start the shower.
Right.
Good. Done. Yeah, there's a towel. Do you want to rub down or do you want to finish yourself?
No, I'll be fine myself, thanks.
And that was at about 5:45 this morning in the XFM shower room. So, that was how long it took. What was the time? Was it 22 seconds? Was it 51 seconds? Was it 98 seconds? Well, if you were counting, you'll have noticed there that Matt successfully showered himself in 51 seconds. The answer was B, and on the line, having guessed correctly, I think we have Ellie. Good morning, Ellie.
Hello!
Hello, Ellie! Hello, how are you, Ellie?
I'm fine.
Good.
That was really funny.
Of sorts. Ellie, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are winning a 42-inch high-definition television.
with Sky. Sky free for a year. That's what you're getting. That's what you're getting, Ellie. Well done.
Fantastic.
You're well done. Well, thank you, Ellie. Where are you from, Ellie, by the way? Where are you from?
Ely.
Ely. Ellie and Ely.
Ellie and Ely, yeah.
The laziest parents ever. They just named you after where they live. Thank you. 28 minutes past eight, then. We will be doing it all again tomorrow with another task. The showering one is over. You'll be pleased to know, all thanks to The Flash, which starts a week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Sky One.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Welcome along to you there. You, I'm talking to you. So just obviously as we enter into autumn, don't we? And you can always tell round about this kind of year, although it's a little late coming this year, just as autumn itself has been. A little Indian summer. We had a little Indian summer of news, didn't we? Normally August, sort of beginning of September, is very much the slow news time. They call it the silly season, don't they, in the media. And it's when you get those stories, you know, like, oh, I don't know, giant crabs off the coast of Whitstable. I'm looking at you, Daily Star. Black-eyed ghost children haunting everybody. I'm looking at you again, Daily Star. But I noticed over the weekend there was a proliferation. I don't know whether it's just they have space to fill in all of the weekend papers. There was a proliferation of a sort of resurgence of these 100 greatest lists that you used to get sort of littering Channel 4, didn't you, for several years, where people would crop up with 100 greatest children's toys ever or whatever it was. And over this weekend, there were a lot of them. There was 100 greatest Premier League players was in all the papers of the weekend. I don't know if you saw that. I can tell you that number one was Ryan Giggs there with statistics. 632 games, 271 assists, 109 goals, and best footballer having an affair with his brother's wife. He won that as well, didn't he? So he was that. There was 100 greatest DJs. I noticed club DJs as well over the weekend. Yeah, that's right. The Dutch Electro House DJ Hardwell was straight in number one. No mention of you, Matt, after your two sessions DJing in a pub in London recently. Yeah, no mention of where you accidentally played Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine instead of an indie hit, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you fell out of the top 10.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Just because of that.
That scuppered it.
Horrific bit of embarrassment as the dance floor stopped as one and stared at you. This really happened. 100 greatest geological sites I noticed over the weekend as well. Who knew the popularity of Milhuck Haven in Cornwall and the Isle of Staffa on the Inner Hebrides making the top 10 there. So I thought we'd join in with this really this morning. If they can do it, so can we. 100 greatest. If you were making 100 greatest list or programme, and I'm talking, you know, make it quite rubbish, then we want to hear. I'm thinking, for example, the 100 greatest conveyancing delays. That sort of thing. Really guaranteed to get the blood boiling, you know, that kind of. 100 greatest fixes for bugs on an iPhone. That sort of mundane.
The top 100 best post office queues.
Exactly that, yeah. The 100 greatest old Athena posters at 3. The tennis scratchy arse one at 2. Red Ferrari at 1. Black and white shirtless man holding baby.
Or staying with the football theme, my favourite is the 100 best Phil Neville soliloquies. Fascinating read, that one.
The 100 greatest missing .dll files that you get. here by Adam on Twitter, the 100 greatest supermarket self-service bagging area issues. Fascinating countdown.
Yeah,
number one, assistance needed.
Yeah.
Number two, what's that one where they check for alcohol? How old you are? Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Unexpected item. everyone who says, are you taking a bag? It costs 1p. Everyone ticks no, still takes a bag. We've all done it. Chatham Gordon, 100 greatest camera shots of Charlie Dimmock bending over on that ground programme she used to do. Craig says 100 greatest radio text in time fillers. I've no idea what you even mean.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Patrick Leafy's just been on Twitter. Tweeted the XFM Breakfast Show, which this is. Say, so John, hello, I'm sure in the middle of that, Kurt Cobain sings about everybody's favourite baker, Mary Berry.
Really?
I think he's absolutely, have a listen. Think about it, right? Kurt Cobain somehow, right, preempted the Great British Bake Off by 20 years, right? Have a listen to this. Patrick says he sings Mary Berry. You listen. Here we go. Listen, listen. There's one Mary. There's two Marys. Berry! Berry, Berry! He's singing Mary, Berry! He is! He's singing it! From beyond the grave, somehow, Cobain is a fan of the Bake Off. Oh, I love Monsieur's double entendre. Amazing. One more time.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
So it's XFM Breakfast then. Hello, good morning. We are here. Dermot O'Leary is still with us.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And as promised, we're going to play a game of band or tabloid headline.
Yes.
So you'll be playing against our news lima, Matt Dyson, here. And it's very simple. I'll call out the name of a thing. Yeah. It is a band or it is a tabloid headline. Yeah. You just have to tell me which it is.
On paper, this sounds easy, but I bet it's not.
Let's see how we go. And this is all because, of course, there was a tabloid headline that said, I sent a picture of my thing to X Factor's Dermot. Bear Grylls said that.
And that was a man.
Yeah. So, here we go.
Yeah.
Alphabetical order, of course, Matt and Dermot. Matt first. World's smallest ape. Is that a band or is it a headline?
Ooh. Ooh.
Band.
It's a band. Yeah. Good start.
US punk.
Yeah. Dermot O'Leary, scarecrows alive in Kansas. Is that a band or a headline?
Headline?
Is a headline. Is correct, yes. Robot priests.
Band.
Is a headline.
Oh.
It's a headline, Robot Priests. Alabama Man's Banjo Knee. Band or headline?
Headline.
Is a headline. Is right. So these are all from American tabloids or British tabloids. There couldn't be any of them. Chicken ate dog.
There's no, it's physically impossible, I think, so band.
He's a band, yeah, it's yeah, good, yeah. Good. Don't help him.
I like him.
Teacup.
Like a kind of like news version of Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that has been said before, yeah, yeah.
You know, we once had a steak dinner together.
We are in the middle of a game, gentlemen.
Time out for the game.
A minute.
Where was this?
It was at the O2 before an elbow hit. Me and Dave Berry.
This is really interesting. Oh, yeah. This is really fascinating stuff here. The dining house. Habits of Dermot O'Leary and Matt Dyson. This is like Come Dine With Me for Mentals, isn't it?
And what sort of state do you like?
Just shut up! Teacup kangaroo attack, Dermot O'Leary.
Band!
Is a headline.
No.
Hungry, hungry space rats.
Headline.
Is a headline. Yes. Bubblegum octopus.
Band.
Is a band, yes. Friday night sissy fight.
Ooh. Oh, band.
Is a band from Japan. Smoking turns you gay. Dermot O'Leary.
Headline.
Is a headline. Daily Mail, I'm assuming. Malevolent man worm. This is back to Bear Grylls again and his photograph.
Headline.
Is a headline. Yeah. Is right. And finally, swinging love hammer attack. Swinging love hammer attack.
Is a band.
Is a band from Chicago. Is correct. Producer Dave has the scores.
Five all.
It's a draw.
Young and Dave, look, he even did it on a phone.
I know.
David, there are scores. You just write it down. Yeah. It's possible.
He normally does it on his fingers. He does it on his fingers.
He's got an app. For the news quiz. Oh, hang on. Oh, it's not loading. Oh, we can't do it. Yeah, I can't keep score.
Dermot, your book is out now.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I know. Dermot O'Leary, the soundtrack to my life. It's out now. Dermot, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Dermot O'Leary on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. Music news.
Matt's got the music news.
Yes, I have, John. Ben Howard has a warning for his fans about his second album, which is out this week.
It'll be a difficult listen at points, but I think there's a lot of content in there. There's a lot to get through, but I think it'd be challenging for people, but I think it'd be rewarding in the same respect.
Yeah,
it's an interesting way to try and sell your album, isn't it? Just to sort of come out and go, yeah, hi, I'm Ben Howard, I've got a new album. It's difficult listen, if I'm honest. I'll be honest with you, it's quite hard.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't bother if I were you.
He's not going to get a job on QVC, is he? I forget where we were, had its album played back with John Kennedy on XFM last night. If you missed it, you can listen to it at xfm.co.uk. And Ringo...
To be honest, it's a difficult listen. I've heard it. It's quite hard to get through.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's a lot of content in there, but you know, it wasn't really. It's just difficult.
You might like it. You might find it rewarding, possibly not. And Ringo Starr has been signed up as the new face of the Skechers shoe brand.
Are you making this up?
Sounds like I'm making it up off the top of my head, but I'm not. The 74-year-old former Beatles drummer is going to be in the company's global global marketing campaign for their Relaxed Fit line from next year. Sketchers say that Ringo is not only a music icon, but also a style icon.
Where does that ever happen? He's not even a drumming icon, is he?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
We thought we'd do 100 greatest lists this morning as well. Newspapers did 100 greatest geological sites, 100 greatest electro DJs, 100 greatest Premier League players. As I say, Ryan Giggs was at number one. 632 games, 271 assists, 109 goals. Best person having an affair with his brother's wife. That's what got him. Got him to the top. This is good from, who's this, Paul. What an excellent programme and list this would make, John. 100 greatest fleeces from Gap.
Wow.
Yeah, what a countdown. Yeah. 100 greatest wheelchair access points. What have you got, Matt?
The top 100 fashion mistakes involving leather.
Oh, come
says
on.
Says Dave from Hempstead.
I wonder where this is going.
Referring to your leather jacket once again. Quite a few leather jacket ones.
Again, I wore one leather jacket on one stage at one Stereophonics gig, and this has not stopped since.
Never lifted it down.
No, and it's a very fashionable leather jacket. I'm
also, Denim Barking suggests 100 greatest speckled hen-induced audience-insulting stage rants.
Look, again, one occasion, right, at Winter Wonderland last year for XFM, I had one too many speckled hens backstage, and I may have come on and argued with the audience about whether or not they wanted me to take a selfie instead of bringing the vaccines on.
Started swearing at
them. I may have done a little bit, yeah. I apologise. I wasn't wearing a leather jacket on that occasion.
No.
100 greatest... This is... I've got a name on it, but I think it was someone who's speaking from the heart. 100 greatest wheel clamper quotes to explain that while you're angry, they're still working within the law. That's good. 100 greatest... This is going back a bit. 100 greatest Windows XP Service Pack 2 updates. A3936, Alex FM, for yours, please. 100 greatest ways Ed Miliband tackles a bacon sandwich, says Janet Danny JB on Twitter. Very nice. 100 greatest Sean Connery accents at 2, Scottish-Irish. At 1, Scottish-Russian.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast. Friday morning, it's 10 past 8, and this is where we bring you a week's worth of lazy PR. It works like this. We work in the media, as you would expect. We get sent hundreds, thousands of press releases from PR companies attempting to flog their wares, guest opportunities. Would you like to talk to a person that you've barely heard of about a thing? Would you like some giveaways for your listeners? Would you? Would you like to have him tickets to a thing that's not related to XFM in any way or interesting? All sent to us by PR companies who simply carpet bomb the industry with this stuff without actually listening to the places they're sending it to or paying any attention whatsoever. It's fair to say they don't target it. They just chuck it. They chuck enough S-word at a wall and hope some of it sticks. That is how PR works. And on a Friday, we like to bring you the laziest examples of it. For instance, this week, Matt was sent this.
Yes, a brilliant invitation for XFM. Hi there. Please join us for the launch of GoFest, the UK's first family festival of sport, dance and health at Surrey Sports Park on the 4th of November. Right, it's not fantastically interesting, but hopefully they've got some guests, some sort of cool, relevant, interesting personalities to maybe...
To come on the programme to
hook
us
in. Yeah, so we can talk about it. It'll make a great piece on the radio.
Yeah, what have they got?
No, they've got Kevin Keegan and Sharon Davis, the former gladiator and Olympic swimmer. Oh, is it 1994 or something? What the hell is going on?
I love that. You know what's happened there as well. They've cast around the entire sporting industry going, let's get some... We can get you. We're your PR company. We'll get you some massive names to promote
Try and get Tom Daly or something.
We'll get Beckham. He's obvious. We'll get Beckham. We'll get Daly. We'll get Mo. You know, who have you got for us in the end? Got Sharon Davis and Kevin Keegan.
Yeah.
Are they going on any radio station to do interviews? No, because it's not 1994. Here's one I got. This email I got, the subject header said, the results are in. And I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting, isn't it? Then it said, morning! And then, after the word morning, three exclamation marks. And you know I hate that. I hate that. You don't.
It's already got your
even if
up.
You're using one exclamation mark, that's, you know, that's often questionable because people put it in the wrong place. Not three. Not three.
It sounds like you're a lunatic. Morning, John! Morning, John!
I'm mental! Anyway, it goes on. Great news! Exclamation mark. We can now exclusively reveal that the donkey sanctuary at Slade House Farm has been revealed as Devon's main attraction!
Main attraction.
And they spelled main, M-A-N-E, like a donkey's mane. All right. Paignton Zoo and Exeter Cathedral are the runners-up in the top three list of Devon's most popular attraction. Yeah, you should have sent this to BBC Radio Devon, shouldn't you? Not really us. If you'd like to chat to Catherine Custerton, the chair... the chairwoman
the chair
of
Visit Devon.
Of Visit Devon.
Wow.
Do get in touch. And here it is. Let's end on PR prize giveaway of the week. Win! Exclamation mark. A proven probiotics family pack worth over £30.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So hello and good morning to you. This is, well, it's XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes and now we come to this week's Tradesman's Entrance. If you've not heard it before, it works like this. We want to hear from you if you are a tradesman or tradeslady that has plied their trade in and around or to or even on or beside a celebrity of some kind. Previously, we have heard from the installer of Jimmy Nail's toilet. Ben put the electrical wiring into Mick Jagger's new house. Last week, Danielle worked in a custody suite and took Bez's fingerprints after prizing his maracas from his cold, alive hands. This morning, we meet our next tradesman, for it is a he. His name is Aaron, and he is on this line here. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello, and where do we find you, Aaron, in this nation?
I am in Westmorland in Kent.
Westmorland in Kent, I know it. Now, I know, or you'll know, of course, the idea is that I have to try and guess the celebrity in whose house you plied a trade. So that is what I'm going to do. And what is your trade?
I am a carpenter.
You're a carpenter. Right, yep. Okay. Here we go, then. I've got 30 seconds, okay. Aaron, to try and guess the celebrity's house. It won't work, Aaron. It never does, because the clue is celebrity. And really, that is a vast net, Aaron, if I'm honest, of candidates for this.
Keep positive.
Well, thank you. Positive. Thank you, I will. And let's see how we get on. Right, 30 seconds starts. Now you have to answer yes or no, Aaron. Here we go. Is it a man one? Aaron, a man one?
Yes.
Are the rumours about this person's wife and certain photos... that apparently reside under lock and key in the safe of a certain tabloid newspaper. True, Aaron, do you know?
No, definitely not.
Definitely. It's not this celebrity. It's not him, then. Not the one I was thinking of.
No.
Does this person... Sounds litigious. a bit of a clue. Does this person wear glasses, Aaron?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally? Oh. Is it Gok Wan? Is it Gok?
No.
It's not. So, yeah. Who was the celebrity, Aaron, and what did you do?
I helped my plumber mate fix Elton John's split soil pipe.
You fixed Elton John's split soil pipe, is what you're telling me,
yeah,
Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, and what was wrong with it exactly? Was it overused? What happened to it?
There was a definite split, and of course it was leaking in the bathroom, so had to be sorted out.
What sort of house was it this in? What tell
it was a cottage.
Really?
A cottage near Sevenoaks, but there was nothing really to give it away or to say that it was his place, you know, apart from the grand piano.
There was a grand piano. So you found a grand piano?
Yeah, but there were no sort of toupees laying about or star-shaped glasses.
Good. So, and did you charge Elton John a lot of money for this? I mean, did he insist? It's Elton John, for heaven's sake. Did he insist that it was made of gold and was lined with swan's feathers? I mean, that's the kind of thing I'd expect, huh?
I didn't know he was into swan's feathers, but no, just normal rate for everyone. Same rate applies.
Doesn't matter who they are. What a brilliant tradesman's attitude you have, Aaron.
Well, yeah, we like to keep it honest, you know. Yeah,
did he slip your tip?
No. Well, we didn't see him, so
fair enough.
It was on time, so that's always good.
Very good. What have we learned here? Elton John paid on time for repairs to his split soil pipe, repaired by Aaron and his mate this morning. Aaron, thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. That is Aaron, our latest tradesman. If you are one, a tradesman or a tradeslady, and have plied your trade in or around a celebrity, we do want to hear from you. 83936 at XFM on Twitter, and we want to hear from you. It's XFM's Tradesman's Entrance.
Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Win with The Flash starts Tuesday, October 28th on Sky One.
It's a brand new superhero drama. It starts when that man just told you it did. It is about an everyday guy. He's an everyday guy. He becomes the fastest man alive. And to celebrate that, starting next week, we are channeling our inner speed demon every day this week on XFM Breakfast. We are attempting to complete everyday tasks in lightning speed time. If you guess how well we do each morning, you could win the aforementioned 42-inch high-definition television and Sky free for a year. Now, today, well, my turn. So, this is what's going to happen this morning, all right? This morning's everyday task. Now, an everyday task, of course, is DIY, isn't it? That is a put, you know, if you live with anyone, perhaps they say to you, oh, could you just put those shelves up? Could you, could you mend that there? And the answer is no, because I am inept at that kind of thing. So that's the everyday task we're concerned with, right? It's sort of DIY. But what about DIY in the middle of the night, right? So, now, obviously for The Breakfast Show, I have to get up early. I get up at 3 a.m. in the morning to get here, right? That's fine, not a problem, right? But, obviously, I've got two children, right? One's four, one's two. They will wake me up on a constant basis overnight, right? That is what happens, even though I've got to get up at 3 a.m. So I thought, well, for this morning's challenge, let's see how they like it. Right, so,
yeah, payback.
Payback time. So, take one man, one quiet family home, 3 o'clock in the morning, my recording on my iPhone, this was last night, and a Bosch hammer drill. All you have to do is guess how long it is from the moment I started the hammer drill up on the landing outside their bedrooms to the first cry of an infant.
And your wife going crazy at you.
That no may doubt have happened, yes, because I hadn't really told her I was going to do it, obviously, because she wouldn't have let me. So, right, so, was it, in your best judgment, was it from start of drill to first cry of infant, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2.2 seconds, that's A, B, 4.6 seconds, or C, 8.1 seconds? So here is the audio you've been waiting for. Let's see how I got on.
So it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm whispering quietly because I'm standing on the landing in my own house. In front of me is one door, which is the door to my four-year-old daughter's bedroom. To my right is the slightly ajar door to my two-year-old's bedroom. And I have in my hands a Bosch hammer drill. And obviously we have to see how long it is in, I'm going to guess, seconds rather than minutes it is, before at least one of the tiny children cries. And here we go. I've got the drill in my hand here, and I'm just going to set it off. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yep, there it was. There was the cry.
Oh, God, it was awful. The fallout from this is terrible. It's still going on. Plus, the four-year-old had to go to school this morning. It's like a nightmare. No. And that the crash at the end, by the way, was me trying to get the plug out and take the drill away for when I had to try and get away with the fact that they were all dreaming and had heard it. Anyway, so the answer there was B. It took just 4.6 seconds. And on the line, having guessed correctly, is Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello, John,
yes!
How are you?
Good popping. Congratulations, Simon. You've got a 42-inch HD TV along with Sky Free for a year for guessing that. Well done.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. My children will never get over the trauma and will probably be affected for life, Simon, but don't worry because you've got a television out of it. Well done.
And that's all that matters.
We will be attempting more everyday tasks in super fast time tomorrow, all thanks to The Flash, starting on Tuesday, 8 p.m, Sky One. However, that wasn't all of the recording, of course. I was recording it on my phone and it was still running when my wife staged an intervention, it's fair to say. She didn't say a lot. In fact, probably won't to me ever again. But this is what happened. Just as I went to try and unplug the drill and the children were crying, this.
John, what the
f***
are you doing?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Tuesday morning, this is XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And the Chaff News Desk this morning, of course, awaits right about now, your funk soul brother, because this is where we like to append the newspapers and pour out the stories that aren't stories, so it doesn't bother anyone else for the rest of the day. Coming out of the flaps this morning is, I believe, everyone's favourite potato gorger, Brian Harvey.
Brian Harvey, who famously ran himself over in his own car after eating 3 jacket potatoes in his binge one night many years ago.
Because many kids go off the rails eating jacket potatoes. It's a well-known thing. Yeah. Can't be anything to do with all that ecstasy you used to take, can it?
It's just 12 pills a night he took at one point. Yeah. It said that it was fine taking ecstasy, and he was sacked from E17 as a result.
Yeah, that's right.
We may be seeing the long-term effects now, though, perhaps. Because he turned up at number 10 Downing Street yesterday clutching a large plastic ring binder.
Now, I understand that he was angry about something. Now, if I was angry about a ring binder, I'd go back to Staples with it. I wouldn't necessarily go and see the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I'd just queue up in the complaint and just go, this ring binder isn't binding
as
correctly. Some of the ring bits are snapped. Can I have a replacement, please? Turning up at number 10 with it is a little excessive, I think.
Yeah, he was demanding to see the Prime Minister because the ring binder was full of documents showing that the government had stolen money from it. He previously clashed with police, apparently, when they were fitting a prepay electricity meter in his home against his wishes.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this is something to do with that.
And I think he filmed that for evidence, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is way more entertaining than any of E17's videos ever were, including Stay Another Day, and I quite like that one. So, if you Google Brian Harvey, by the way, and it comes in with the most searched terms for Brian Harvey, it goes Brian Harvey, the next one is Brian Harvey Potato.
Oh,
that's
what comes
up.
Oh, yeah. That's his legacy. And you know who wouldn't want that after their name? So he's you'll be pleased to learn he still has the same dress sense as when he was in E17. He had like big jeans, huge white trainers, and a white beanie hat balanced on the top of his head.
What, just clutching a ring binder full of evidence of his prepaid electricity meter being installed, demanding that David Cameron see him and do something about it.
Because someone saw it and posted the picture on Twitter yesterday, and you can see the policeman trying to argue with him, saying, "Look, it's not going to happen, is it?" There's no way we're going to let you into number 10.
Can you imagine what's going on inside? So David Cameron comes down for his meeting. His morning agenda gets put to him by his aide. So what's on the agenda today? Well, Prime Minister, there's Ebola, of course. That crisis continues. We're going to start screening people at Gatwick. You might want to put a comment, statement out on that. ISIS, of course, that crisis also continues. You might want to consider that's on the agenda today. Manuel Barroso's, the former president of the EU's, call for the UK to stay in Europe, Prime Minister. I think you're going to need to say something about that. And Brian Harvey from E17 is at the door clutching a ring binder. Drop all my other meetings, show Harvey in.
Yeah.
Get catering, alert catering, we're going to need potatoes.
Yeah.
Going to need potatoes. Hide the car keys, he'll only run himself over.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Vaccines on XFM. This is Josh Widdicombe on a Saturday morning. And now we are joined by our first guest, Mr. Rob Beckett.
Oh, thanks, mate. I really appreciate you having me on.
It's all right. You know,
really, really.
It's good to help out someone who needs it.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
All right, mate. Yeah. Feeling fresh? Yeah, here on the time.
What would you normally be doing at this time? Listening to the show, obviously.
Yeah, listening to this.
If you didn't have digital radio.
Trying to desperately tune into something else. But unfortunately for me, it's all I can get on my... Alright, no, I don't know, really. It's all different, isn't it? You know, it's like being a comedian. Some days just laying in my pants playing FIFA, the good days.
The good days.
Or, you know, sitting in a hotel waiting to go home from somewhere the night before.
Yeah, you know you're allowed to leave.
Yeah, I know, but I always think if you've got a checkout time, stick to it. They've given you that grace. I'm getting me full 3 hours out of this.
That'd be brilliant if you hadn't understood what a checkout time was.
What, so I'm just like you're locked in like a prison sentence.
It's like the Crystal Maze.
Going down reception hours and parole at 7 a.m. There's a bunch of training in an hour, come on.
Also, have I got to eat breakfast for 3 hours?
Josh Widdicombe.